You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back to the warm-up program on a Friday. Heck yeah. CeeLo is here with me. Eddie is here. Jerry is here. Mr. Boomer Esiason is here. Well, they're prepping right now.
Yeah.
Big show prep.
Their moment is still to come.
They haven't... Right now, their whole Friday program has not even been unwrapped yet.
Commenced.
It will be unwrapped at 6 a.m.
They're like Springsteen prepping for the big show. But wait, does he have openers or he doesn't?
He does not have openers.
Oh, so
he's never had openers.
Then. Ever in his entire...
Maybe in like, not since like probably 1978 or sooner.
Wow. Holy,
yeah.
You know what? That's a terrible job by me. I'm going to tell you why. I've been to multiple Bruce shows, so I should know that. Not
There's
recently,
no
but in my lifetime I have, so that's a bad job.
That is a bad job by you, CeeLo.
But you play that was a Bruce song, so I was thinking, I haven't make a concert reference here, the main act, but he just is the act.
By the way, impressive that you knew that was a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, I know his voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you the name of it.
Yeah,
what album it was on.
That was like, that is a deep cut track. Off of a...
Deep cut.
You know... A forgettable record, let's say. It was not Born in
what
USA.
What era was that record?
It was one of his last few records.
Okay, got it.
What do I have here for you? There's a commercial that's been running on the stream, and it runs on the podcasts. If you're listening on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not Darius Padauk?
Not the Darius Padauk one.
We air that enough on the
this one.
On the main air.
Someone sent me a... they screen grabbed it on the app and said... I'm really considering doing this. And it's a commercial for spermbank.com.
Sperm banks?
They're running a commercial where you can get up to $1,500 a month.
Up to. Keyword.
Yes. Yeah. Up to. Got high quality sperm.
Hi, I would like to donate my sperm.
Could be a dollar, could be $1,500.
I did go to their website because the website, by the way, is spermbank.com. What a great, they had to be in early. In the website game.
Just a guy in a van down by the river giving out his sperm.
So here's requirements, which I did not know. They may be more picky than other places.
Mm-hmm.
Age 19 to 38.
Oh, I better get in now.
Yeah.
That's it.
My sperm is not valuable. They're like, we don't need your old ass sperm with no bare tails or barely wagging up.
Yeah, unfortunately, my tails are barely wagging.
And it would only drip out a little at a time.
All right,
that's
Eddie.
Awful.
Yeah.
Stop. That's Eddie playing terrible things. I'm trying to educate the audience.
Do you guys need more sperm? Nope, it's still here. No one's interested.
Listen, some sperm is very valuable. Some is not.
Old sperm that's sitting in your testicles.
Ugh.
So you have to be age 19 to 38. In good health.
You had that part checked
And how
off.
About this? A college student or graduate. They ain't looking for no blue-collar sperm.
Wow. How is that not a lawsuit right there? Stereotyping.
You walk in. What are you, a construction worker?
Get out of there.
Women's bodies weed out inferior sperm.
That's true.
They know which sperm they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, my name is Al Dukes.
All right, Eddie is playing around with all his drops. Very rude. A very valuable sperm, I'm sure.
By the way, how can we say that women's bodies weed out the bad sperm? I mean, look at humanity.
Yeah.
There's some examples.
It's supposed to. I guess.
Yeah, well.
I guess sometimes women's bodies fail.
That's not a fail safe, right?
They fail them and they allow inferior sperm.
Yeah. Sorry to be blunt.
So there you go. It says, and I love the headline on their website, make dreams come true, starting with yours. No, because you're helping people who need sperm.
I understand, but I think that was chosen, that phrasing was chosen for a reason.
Make dreams come true.
I think that there's a little intended.
I see.
Yeah. I'm trying
there's
to
a couple
pick
of documentaries
carefully.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
There's a couple of documentaries out there about there's one where there's a guy who donated a lot of sperm in one small town, and he, like, his genetics are running wild there.
Yeah.
And then there's another one where the doctor himself was using his instead of the donated.
So people were donating, getting paid for it, and the doctor said, you know what? To hell with their sperm. I'm going to sub mine in.
That's correct. He wanted his to be dominant. Some of these guys are weird dudes, man.
But
hey, man.
Like, why run that whole clinic then? Just go donate your sperm.
I could have something incorrect about that.
Okay.
It does sound like a dream come true, though, getting paid to masturbate.
Sure.
That's, sure. What's better than that?
Not a lot, probably.
I can think of a few things, but it's a short list, Eddie.
Yeah. I would not be comfortable donating, because I don't want to have someone running, you know, someone of mine running around.
Have you seen Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn?
No. That's what it's about?
Check that out.
Is it comedy or is it
definitely comedy.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I found this interesting, CeeLo. Remember when everyone was up in arms because Peacock was getting the exclusive NFL wild card game, and it was one we were all interested in. I believe it was Chiefs-Dolphins in the frigid air in Kansas City, which ended up getting people's fingers and toes amputated because of frostbite. Well, how about this statistic I saw? 71% of people who signed up for that game still haven't canceled.
That's the whole... Why do you think that these streaming services will pay all this money to get these games?
That blows me away. Jerry's an admitted non-canceller.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he's very safe with his money. In other areas, he's very diligent with his money.
Sure.
But this he let slide. Like, I just watched that Dynasty, the Patriots documentary on Apple TV Plus. The second the final episode ended, I went, unsubscribe, cancel.
Yeah.
It took 2 seconds.
Well,
as we
pointed out, you know, these things I think are more forefront on your mind.
They are.
Because you've got a lot more room.
Free time.
I was trying to be polite. Yeah, we've said that before.
How did you say this was going to be nice? More room.
More room in your mind for these things to be at the top of the priority list. You know what I mean?
You're right.
It's much further down Jerry's list. He's got a lot of lot going on.
Correct.
It's
right.
Not even on the list.
Right.
Wife, children, buried, that sort of things.
Yeah.
Multiple A's. Rutgers.
College. Yeah.
College.
Rutgers.
You're right.
Sure. This, you know, the work that goes into this, what he does here.
You're right. I let my brain get filled with minor things.
Yes. There is. You have a lot of Larry David in you.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, and I get excited too, like when I saw that the last two episodes of that Dynasty were releasing, and it was like March 16th. And I looked, my 1 month ran out March 25th.
Yeah, I was like, before the billing cycle hit.
I got six days to figure this out.
Must be nice.
So great.
By the way, just to circle back real quick, I'll read you the synopsis of Delivery Man.
Okay, this is the Vince Vaughn movie?
Yeah. An affable underachiever. finds out he's fathered 533 children through anonymous donations to a fertility clinic 20 years ago.
Wow.
Now he must decide whether or not to come forward when 142 of them file a lawsuit to reveal his identity. I enjoyed it. It was solid. It's a solid Vince Vaughn, you know, 10, 15 years ago generic comedy.
Okay.
Easy watch. A little over your hour 45.
Okay, that's under 2 hours. That's
I thought
fine.
You were 90 minutes. It's under two now?
I do prefer 90 minutes. Yeah. Or under, there are very few of them, so I would go an hour 45.
Well, there you go.
Also, I am remembering what happened with the documentary I was telling you about, that there was a doctor working at a fertility clinic who was using his own, and you said, well, why even take donations? Yeah. He was mixing them. He was mixing him with them.
Wow.
And thinking it would be a more potent mix.
See, that crossed my mind when I was like, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was doing.
You got an Amy?
Odyssey Sports Minute. It's brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official State Lottery games on your phone. Yesterday, 50%. You nailed it. Today, 45%. You could go 2 for 2
I'm
gonna
here. I'm going to say she's going to talk about the Kentucky upset.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Welcome back. We do not have a lot of time here, but I'm not the biggest fan of Bill Simmons, but he's got a great point. He was writing or talking about the NFL Network, you know, moving that Good Morning Football to LA.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, it was a bizarre move. Like, it's so hard to get a TV show, sports TV show, that's interesting and people kind of connect to. Very difficult. Now you're going to take it off the air for weeks and then move it to LA. It's just
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York. Always live on the free Odyssey app.